The Guardian.
She pleaded guilty to assaulting two police constables, also to using assaulting an abusive word on an aircraft, and to another public order offence which relates to her behaviour on the ground when she came off the aircraft.
What did the prosecution say about the incident?
The prosecution outlined how the incident took place in April this year, just after Heathrow Terminal 5 opened and there was a lot of problems with thousands of bags going missing. Naomi Campbell got onto her BA flight to LA. She was in first class when in the cabin when the captain announced over the tannoy that some of the bags hadn't made it onto the plane. Campbell became concerned that this might include her and made inquiries. And it all started when she heard basically that indeed one of her bags had been, hadn't made it onto the plane. And she was apparently particularly concerned because this bag contained an Yves Saint Laurent dress that she was contracted to wear on a chat show in the US. And basically at that point, the captain came over personally to talk to her about it. She became angry, demanded that he personally get off the plane and go and get the bag for her. He obviously explained that he wasn't able to do this. And the situation escalated from there.
So was she then taken off the plane or was the plane held up?
She wasn't taken off the plane immediately. There was actually a fairly long period during which, first the supermodel was shouting at the captain, called him a racist, said he wouldn't be doing this if she was white. A special sort of BA operative came to talk to her to try and calm things down. The situation got worse. She was thrashing her arms around, throwing things. She launched into a barrage of abuse. Eventually, the police were called to try and calm the situation down. They asked her to get off the plane. She refused, became violent at that stage, the court was told. She kicked one police officer close to his groin, and she was wearing, we were told, a formidable pair of platform boots with a stiletto heel. She was thrashing her arms around still. She slumped into her seat so that they had to sort of pull her out and just wedged herself in. She fell to the floor like a dead weight, behaving like a child. She at one point spat at one of the officers. The other passenger in first class was decided to go and hide in the sort of kitchen area in the galley. So concerned was he as to what was going on. And when she finally was taken off the plane, she kicked a police van. She threatened to sue the officers involved. Again, complained that this was only happening because she was black. And while interviewed, she apparently slumped on the table with a coat over her head.
What did she say herself for her own defence?
Campbell herself didn't speak in her own defence. She in the court, she confirmed her name and her address. Her defence lawyer talked about how she was a person of previous good character, which the court accepts, and explained that not having this particular dress in her suitcase was, you know, very stressful for her.
And how did she look, though?
Well, Campbell looked as composed and glamorous as she does tend to do, even in cases such as this. She was wearing a very smart, nipped-in Alexander McQueen jacket with a black skirt and a white blouse and another pair of formidable black heels and a kind of crocodile skin effect.
Well, in spite of what was said about her previous good character, she has been in trouble with the law before over losing her temper, hasn't she?
Yes, she has actually. Just a year ago, she was doing a community service punishment in New York, where she spent, 5 days mopping up floors and cleaning toilets in the city sanitation department after she was found guilty of throwing a mobile phone which hit her housekeeper on the head in Manhattan. And in 2000, she pleaded guilty to attacking another person's assistant with a phone in Canada and was given an absolute discharge and attended anger management sessions for that. So, yeah, she does have a fair history of these kind of incidents.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.